Were there any differences between having a baby in Oxford in 1956 and Cambridge in 1958?
At the Radcliffe, they had a gloomy, sunless ward where the lying-in mothers were supposed to be. It was a very unpleasant experience. There was always somebody in tears, simply because things weren't going quite according to plan, and I think they probably weren't taught enough. And so those of us who weren't in tears spent a lot of time trying to cheer up those that were. It was a gloomy experience, that was. But once you'd got your baby, then you were moved up to a more sunny ward, which was altogether nicer.
Can you remember if the nurses on the ward knew much about diabetes?
Very little. I've always found that in any hospital situation, I've been more knowledgeable about diabetes than the people who are looking after me.
Can you remember any instances of that? What was it like in Cambridge?
By then I was not lying, by Cambridge I was not lying in for so long, just a week or so, so that that was not quite so much of a problem. And also the ward was a little sunnier. I think that there was more experience in diabetic mothers. I can't think of any particular examples of those times, merely that it seemed to go quite smoothly.
What was your contact with the medical profession while you were at home bringing up your children?
By now we'd moved to Malvern, and the children were teenagers. I signed up with the diabetic clinic at Worcester, and they were the ones that were supervising my treatment. And at first the insulin was such that the long acting insulin, I could do it just once a day in the morning. But later we decided, the medical people and I decided, that better control would be achieved if I took a morning injection and then an evening one as well. So that's what I'm doing at the moment.
Can you remember when that change took place?
No, I can't remember when that was.